want to let Pope St. Leo give this homily because he had a beautiful summary of this time that we've been living and almost finishing between the rising of Jesus from the dead, Easter, and the ascension of our Lord into heaven. But I want to comment briefly too on the gospel, so bear with me. But this promise of the Holy Spirit, I have much more to tell you, Jesus says, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, this promise of Jesus, when he comes, the Spirit will reveal to you all truth. And you have two options. Either this promise was never fulfilled, and this idea of being led to all truth through the one Spirit of Christ is kind of left up to each one to figure it out on their own, and we can each be spiritual but not religious, making it up as we go. Or the Spirit came upon the followers of Jesus Christ, and in changing circumstances, complicated times, and moments of lots of confusion, the one Holy Catholic Church continues to lead all people to the fullness of the truth that God gave us. It's really only two options. Either there was never the Holy Spirit to come and lead us to all truth, and we're all splintering, each one left up to our own devices. St. Paul in the Areopagus has nothing to offer them, because why should he think he has the truth more than any of those temples in Greece? Or the promise was fulfilled, and St. Paul and all of us today continue to carry forward the one truth, the one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We want to ponder that mystery that we've been given that promise, it's fulfilled in our midst, and we don't need to doubt it. We don't need to wonder. We don't need to leave ourselves up to our whims and changing ideologies to think we have no understanding of how we are to follow the way, the truth, and the life that is Jesus Christ. So I don't know if that helps you or not, but I really want to read Pope St. Leo in 400s AD, giving a beautiful sermon on a summary of this time we call the Easter season. The days between the Lord's resurrection and his ascension, my dear brother, did not pass away to no purpose. Like, Jesus wasn't wasting time for 40 days. Great mysteries were established in these days. Great truths were revealed, including the one we just talked about. During these days, fear of the horror of death was taken away, and the immortality of the body as well as the soul was made known, that both will make it beyond death. During these days, the Lord breathed on the apostles and filled them with the Holy Spirit. He said, receive the Holy Spirit, and they did. And to St. Peter, more than the other apostles, he entrusted the care of the Lord's flock, having already entrusted to him the keys of the kingdom. It began to happen. Quickly after the ascension of Jesus into heaven, Peter is guiding the church in the Acts of the Apostles. It was during this time between Easter and the ascension of our Lord that the Lord joined the two disciples at Emmaus as their companion on the road. And by rebuking them for their timid and fearful hesitation, he dispelled the darkness of doubt. Their enlightened hearts received the flame of faith. Having been cool before, they now glowed with the Lord when the Lord unfolded the scriptures to them. Were not our hearts burning within us, they said. As they ate with him, their eyes were opened in the breaking of the bread. Notice this contrast. Their eyes were open. When was that phrase mentioned in the Bible before? The two apostles at Emmaus, they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. Their eyes were open. What a contrast when Adam and Eve's eyes were open and they knew they were naked, so they covered themselves. Such an undoing of the blindness of sin. Much more joyfully were their eyes open to the revealed glory of our nature through Jesus Christ than were the eyes of Adam and Eve, who were filled with shame to see their sin. Throughout this time between the Lord's resurrection and ascension, my dear brothers, the Lord in his providence fulfilled one purpose, taught one lesson, set one consideration before the eyes and hearts of his followers, that the Lord Jesus Christ, who was truly born, truly suffered as man, and truly died, should now be seen as truly risen. The apostles and all the disciples had been filled with fear by his death on the cross, and their faith in the resurrection had been hesitant. But now they gained such great strength from seeing the truth that when the Lord went up to heaven in his ascension, far from feeling sadness, they experienced great joy. They had great and mysterious cause for rejoicing, for in the sight of the vast company of the blessed, our human nature was now exalted in Christ above the dignity of all creatures of heaven, passing beyond even the ranks of the angels, being raised above the high seat of the archangels to receive an elevation that would have no limit until it was admitted into the eternal Father's dwelling, to share the glorious throne of him with whose nature it had been united. We united to the Son of God. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, you also may be. Do we know these truths? Has this Easter season opened our own hearts a little wider to the truths that have been revealed to us? Do we live according to those truths and following the Spirit that came to reveal to us all truth? May the Blessed Mother intercede for us as we go forward with these last few days of the Easter season, pondering these things in our hearts and living with greater conviction the truths that have been revealed to us. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.